Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There's a mouth up here, dude.
Okay. That's worse than I thought it was when I said it. Jesus, that's
emphatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably the last time that'll get played.
I'll play it again.
Oh, I'm
There's
sure.
a mouth
yeah.
up here, dude. There's a mouth up here, dude. Yeah, probably. That's the last time I hear that.
We might have to put that on his headstone someday.
Dr. Mina, also Christopher Titus and Chris Porter all checked in, all very good at what they do, and it was a good conversation with all of them. Check out the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com, and also Nebraska Brewing Company for bringing up a bunch of booze for us.
That's awesome.
And we could use that a lot. And everybody could, too, if you want to check out Nebraska Brewing Company. If you're in the Omaha area, look them up on Facebook. And they're making a lot of good booze for you. And they still do the hand. They all do other stuff too. They do everything. Okay, good.
It was on this date in 1992. You might remember where you were, because you might have been one of the more than 44 million viewers that tuned in to see the finale of the popular NBC sitcom, The Cosby Show.
I was in and out of that show for years. It wasn't my, because it was a family thing, and I was like a grown man just hanging out and doing stuff. So was it, what was the final? I don't even remember.
No, I don't recall that either.
Was there an ending? Did they move or something like that?
I don't know.
I think they're going to do a reunion.
Did Cosby pill everybody or what? I didn't get the bit.
I don't remember.
I don't remember why it being a big end. I mean, I'm sure it was a big show.
I
it was a huge
everybody
show.
Everybody went off and did their lives.
Yeah, you're right. That was it. Wait, that's who
everybody went off and did their lives.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. See, like, I remember
the finales of a lot of shows.
You and I did a bar thing for the finale of Cheers.
Yeah, we did. And people paid attention and watched the TVs. And the TVs weren't big screen, huge TVs back in the day.
But I don't recall any, I guess because I was unemployed at the time.
Yeah.
Any gala events around Cosby.
Here do I.
I didn't even watch, and I wasn't working.
Right. No, but obviously it was a big show. It was a family show, I'd seen bits and pieces of that show for years, It still runs, even with him in jail.
Yeah.
Think he ever sees it pop up on the TV?
He didn't see anything right now pop up on the TV.
Oh, he's blind.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Also came to my attention that on this date in the year 2000, I met my wife.
Well, your wife posted that. I just saw it on Facebook, yeah. Because you wouldn't remember that.
No, I do. I actually do.
Was it this day?
Yes. The 30th of April.
Okay.
I recall that because we had just gotten back from a trip to Vegas.
Where did you meet?
At a bar.
The dance floor.
He was drunk at a bar.
I was dancing.
Dancing, yeah.
And despite that.
Yeah, she fell in love.
She fell in love.
Right.
Well, I didn't start dancing until we were both kind
Todd
of tuned up.
Todd takes that thing, dance like nobody's watching. He takes that. And I've always appreciated that about him.
Even when the whole bar is watching.
He's got the moves like Todd.
He did that before. That was a cool saying to even say. He never cared. He didn't care. He let the music take him. He's not the best dancer, but he didn't care.
The music take him. That's it.
I wish I could let the music take me. Then I wouldn't suck so much.
You might still.
But back in the day, it never stopped you.
No.
There were chicks involved. You would dance. And I always admired you for that.
Oh, God. In that Bulls documentary, right. One of the episodes that ran this last weekend, there was old home video footage of the team flying back after finally beating the Pistons.
Oh, I saw that. Krause dancing.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Fat old white guy dancing with a drink in it. I was embarrassed for him.
And all the brothers are going, "Go Jerry, go Jerry."
Yeah, and then Scottie Pippen pops up by saying, "Yeah, go sit down, Jerry." Oh,
yeah,
it was brutal.
He had a big old tubby khakis on. It was hilarious.
Oh.
And he was drunk, obviously. Crossroads. Yeah.
I was embarrassed for him.
Yeah. It's fortunate you weren't at either of my daughter's weddings, because you would have cringed.
Oh, this was beyond.
Oh, no. You're a better dancer than Krause.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Not my mom. Not the rhythm part, but you look better because you weren't just a big tubby.
Well, take into account the guy's like 5'2" and 350 or something. I mean, he's a boulder.
He's a round. He's a circle, right.
Do you still dance or just save it for weddings?
Oh, no. That's the last time I danced was my daughter's wedding in September. And maybe if I'm drunk. Previous to that was my other daughter's wedding. A year and a half before.
You only dance when he means business.
I just got a... Yeah.
Let the music take.
I just got a text from the guy who was there with you at the bar that night,
Jeremy,
Todd.
Jeremy says,
you left him.
I did, but I let him take my vehicle. And then we went over to one of her friend's places and hung out for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she took me back to that guy's place where I had my car.
Yeah. You the man.
And I recall this liberating feeling.
That's 20 years ago?
I had just been making out with a woman, and I was going home, and I didn't have to feel guilty about it.
Yeah, right. Like, you've been single for about 2 weeks at the time when you met her.
About a month.
Yeah, but that was the first time he was actually single.
Legitimately.
Snack sales are up. Cheetos. Lay's potato chips. More people eating breakfast at home now, so sales of oatmeal and pancake mixes also up. Beverage sales are down because people aren't going to the convenience stores and gas stations.
Well, that kind of stuff.
Just to walk in and get a soda real quick.
Yeah, right. I got it. Yeah.
Maybe drinking water out of the tap?
Maybe, yeah.
You got to be buying some beverages at the grocery store.
Yeah, true, but you're not doing the single.
You're not walking in the gas station
sale.
All
right.
The time,
no.
Man, you know.
Right. As I was looking at that article earlier today about the blowing smoke up somebody's ass.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah. There was also another piece of information in that article that I found fascinating. And it said that speed was critical in an era before widespread anesthesia. Top surgeons could amputate a limb in under a minute.
That's efficient.
What, an axe? In one swing and there it's gone?
In 1847, a surgeon named Robert Liston was recorded as having removed a 45-pound scrotal tumor in 4 minutes.
I'm guessing he wasn't gentle.
And there's no anesthesia. That guy's getting a lump off his ball removed.
In his in there.
That's like four bowling balls.
Yeah,
you know your nuts are bowling balls, one of the two, right?
Well, I'm going 12 pounds a ball.
Yeah, okay.
45 pounds.
That's a lot to carry between your legs.
See, I got the 14.
Yeah, it is.
I got the 14 pound ball, so it's only three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what mine is.
Yeah, 3.5.
Maybe I'll go home and weigh my bowling ball today.
You got time?
That'll be fun.
That'll kill 2 minutes.
There's you mentioned the 1800s. There's a cabin they show. It's if you're on the grounds of Gettysburg, and it was a field hospital at the time. And the one window says they used the window to throw out limbs.
Oh.
And they just throw it out. And it's a real small, now it looks like a real small cabin because it's 2020, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just there last year, and I read the thing on it. I remember seeing it years ago, and they would just throw. They say it's haunted because of that, but everything's haunted.
Does it feel? Does it have like an ominous feel around it?
It was kind of rainy that day, so it kind of did. But it was just, they said that window. They would cut the limbs off and just throw them out the window, and there would be just a pile of limbs there.
Oh my God!
Arms, legs, whatever they had to cut off the soldiers to save them from dying because you know they're shot up that bad.
Which one's the limb window?
Right.
That one? Is that where the pile's at?
I don't know. And I always thought it was an interesting story. And then when you see it, you think about it, oh, my God.
What know. Would they do with the limbs?
Well, they're not there anymore.
Well, no, like at the time.
I bet you they probably cleared them out, but they were actually, you know, they were fighting right there. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I would guess they had to burn them or something. Maybe they had to bury them.
Wow.
Bet you that smelled good.
Well, if you just left them there, you'd think that would attract wildlife.
But hey, but I've been on my couch watching Netflix for 40 days. Don't tell me people used to suffer back in the day. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I realize that we didn't grow up then. It's all relative, but think about it once in a while when you're couch drinking your margarita somebody gave you watching Netflix.
But I can't color my beard.
Yes, you can. I can't get a haircut.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A professor from the University of Miami had to be fired after being featured in a now viral TikTok during a class conducted using Zoom. Students noticed through a screen share that John Zhang had a couple of bookmarks open, the professor.
Porn.
Including one for busty college girls.
Porn.
He is a professor. He's allowed to masturbate to his students about them.
How do they snag that?
A student made an 8-second TikTok zooming in on the bookmark next to a Miami.edu URL. The clip racked up 800,000 views before being deleted with screenshots shared across the social media. The teacher apologized to students for the situation, taught a few more classes, and then his classes were canceled.
Oh, man.
So they weren't showing actual porn. They just saw a bookmark to it.
Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous.
It is.
What
it
if it
is.
Would he, do you think he would have lost his job if it was like busty matures?
No, that's what I mean. So
it's
what?
Just a college girl.
It wasn't like he was a high school teacher and it was like a teen videos.
It's like a kiddie porn tab.
These are college kids. Professors have sex with college kids, you know, because they're allowed.
Yeah, and you can't have a porn bookmark on your computer.
Well, it's a work computer. You know, university property, probably can't.
Hey, dude, we know you're home masturbating to college girls. We get it, but just don't do it again.
Do it on your computer.
Right. Yeah, firing seems like a bit much.
I think so, too.
Yeah, well, maybe they were looking for a reason to get rid of him.
Yeah.
We
got a Yak Yang.
I had a professor in
whack
college.
Yang. We got a Whack Yang today.
He's been doing that, too.
I had a professor that married a girl from one of my classes.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, here's some good perspective from Jim, for the guy with the 45-pound scrotum. Just go to the gym when you can and hook up one of those big plates to your sack. That's what a 45-pound.
That is, a plate's 45 pounds.
Those are 45 pounds.
Oh, they're heavy.
They get mad when you do that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, but I think there's guys that do that, you know, for entertainment purposes.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think usually it's like to set a world record or something.
To your sack?
They're lifting things with their
nuts.
Scrotum,
They're towing trucks.
Yeah.
Yep. They're attaching a rope to their scrotum and dragging a truck down the street.
That's insane.
There's a mouth up here, dude. I played it again.
Oh, it was pointed out to me, Craig, that when you were doing the bad Harrison Ford pilot story, he had an incident in Lincoln. And when was this? June of 2000.
Did he need gas, though?
No, it was a wind shear thing.
Oh, that's right. He just landed there.
Right, though. And he had to sit down for a little while.
That was something he did that was proper.
Though. Yeah, that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't his fault.
No. That's right, he was there.
Stupid wind.
That was a thanks pilot situation.
It was.
That would be so weird. Like, is that Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
47-year-old former Red Sox outfielder Manny Ramirez is telling the Taiwan Times he wants to make a comeback in the Chinese Professional Baseball League.
Manny, huh?
Yep.
45?
Yeah, 47.
Now, the Chinese one is probably not as good as the Japanese one. That's really good baseball. The Chinese one can't be as good baseball.
You wouldn't think so.
So he might, that's probably why he wants to go there.
Are they playing baseball Taiwan right now? Because that's one of the countries that's handled it actually pretty well.
I'm not sure.
They are in Korea.
They are playing in Korea, right. Yeah. South Korea's playing baseball.
Because we have a Facebook friend who runs a bar in Taiwan, and it's open for business now. And then the country is pretty much running somewhat normally, at least from what I hear.
Where she's at, okay.
So he has played in the CPBL before. He played for the EDA Rhinos in 2013.
Oh, Rhinos.
I know.
Played
that.
49 games for them.
Was he holding out with the Red Sox at the time? What was the deal?
No. He was done.
He was 40 years old.
He was done.
They were done with it.
In 2011, he played 24 games for the White Sox, hit 59.
Okay.
.059.
that's
not good.
That's not good.
So he says he's been using his quarantine times to get back into playing shape.
Right. Working on his swing.
Yeah, like most 47-year-olds, getting back into playing shape.
Got a batting cage in the basement.
Yeah.
I'm sure he saved his money.
Maybe.
Of course he did.
He probably just doesn't want to clean the garage.
Or maybe he wants to leave the U.S. and go someplace where he can walk outside, you know?
Weird Al is getting an acting gig.
Well, he's acted before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. UHF. The classic.
That's all I know.
UHF.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much his screen credit.
I think you're right, Todd.
At least for movies.
Do you remember the TV show Reno 911?
Yeah, he's coming back to that.
Oh, yeah. I saw.
They're firing that thing back up again.
I saw a picture of him with, is it Thomas Lennon?
Yes, with the shorts. I saw it today, too.
And he looked like a really long hair, obviously a wig. Because Al's curly-haired. He's
dressing up as someone that we're all familiar with.
He does look like somebody in that. Who?
It's Nugent.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh.
He's playing Ted Nugent.
He's playing Ted Nugent?
Yes.
Excellent. I hope they make complete fun of him.
This new season of Reno 911.
Just to piss off Nugent, man. They got to make it a character because that's what he is.
But it's going on the Quibi streaming service. It's not, you know, we're not going to see it.
I'm not familiar with that one.
No, I'm not either.
All right, hang on. Will has some scrotum issues.
Oh, good.
Well, story.
Okay.
Go
ahead, bud.
Oh. Woo!
Yeah, he's thinking, no issues. No issues. Go ahead. Go, tell me your
I call puss all the time. I worked as a paramedic for a little bit, and I obviously can't divulge certain details about where I picked this person up, where I took them, anything like that, because it would violate HIPAA stuff. But I will tell you that I did see a case where it was not you guys started talking about like scrotums and bowling balls.
Right.
And I had a horrible flashback because I actually picked up a gentleman one time that, as you guys always say, if there's a problem with your junk, call your doctor.
Right.
This gentleman did not. And he ended up fashioning his own homemade swing out of, those cloth things guys used to clean the oil off the bowling balls.
Back right.
Put it in there and roll it back and forth.
Like a shammy
thing. He had taken one of those and tied shoelaces around it, up around his neck, to actually hold his scrotum so that he was able to walk because it was the size of a bowling ball.
So is that like elephantitis or what is that? What is that? Why do you get?
You know what? I knew the gentleman had blamed it on some previous military service. He thought maybe something had happened to him back then. From what I know, he didn't really trust doctors, obviously, which is why he hadn't called. But you guys just gave me a horrible mental flashback.
Yeah, I'm glad we brought that.
He walked down the stairs and wearing this thing, and I was like, what the hell is that?
A PTSD from a big nut in your past. All right. I'm glad you got to enjoy that again.
Guys.
You
guys have a great morning.
You too.
Right.
You too now.
Glad we could take you back.
Dr. Bina, Chris Titus, and Chris Porter all phoned the program. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Tomorrow, Mark Lundholm, right?
Yeah. Correct.
All right.
Titus is Carrying Monsters is a live streaming event.
Oh, yeah,
he told us about that. He's going to have a little crowd. We're in his backyard?
Soundstage.
At a venue. Soundstage, yeah. Okay. Saturday night, 9 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Pacific time. YouTube.com/ChristopherTitusTV, and you can follow him on Twitter. At Titus Nation.
Thanks to Nebraska Brewing Company, too, for the booze. Very appreciated. And check it out, their website. Check them out on Facebook, I say. And their website is NebraskaBrewingCo.com. It's Thursday. See you tomorrow.
Thanks.
And good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.